Thank you so much for having me. My name is Gul Badshah, and I'm the operation manager with MSF based in Nairobi.
Okay, thank you. MSF just issued a statement yesterday. We have looked at it. Basically, it's talking about some humanitarian access restriction in parts of Jonglei. Can you just briefly highlight that the concern that MSF have raised?
Thank you. The press release came recently is about the humanitarian situation in Lenkian. MSF has a project in Jonglei, and we are currently providing healthcare in Peri and also in Lenkian. Over the last few weeks, with the deterioration in situation there, we were forced to reduce our operation to bare minimum. And now we are providing life-saving care for the patients in Lenkian and Peri. Over the time, we have not been able to access Lenkian and Peri. And due to this, there are ruptures of critical supplies. And at the same time, we have critical patients waiting for referral. And if we would not be able to timely refer them to other locations, this could result into a loss of life and also disabilities. So we have came up with a press release because as MSF, we believe that the humanitarian access is essential in this fragile situation for us to continue supporting the population in Jonglei.
Yes, and in that press release, you specifically mentioned that there are some 20 people who are critically in need of life-saving treatment, isn't it?
Yes.
And now what happens?
We have...
happens if you are not able to access those people? What happened to them?
What would happen, as I said, these patients are in severe illness. And this could result into loss of life. We might lose patients because they need and they require additional medical care that we cannot provide locally there. And our locally recruited staff there based in Lenkian and Peri are trying their best to provide the care as much as they can. But these patients, unless we timely refer them to the tertiary care, they may die or they may become disabled for the whole life. And this is not only that these patients that are there in our facilities, there are more coming. There are pregnant mothers. Our catchment population is around 250K. And especially the pregnant mothers who are coming to us, we do provide this care to them, but there are many who are requiring further care. And this number of patients would keep increasing over the days if we would not be able to access in the coming days to the Lenkian and also Peri facilities.
Yes, and that's unfortunate. But you also said that in the statement that the number of people coming to the facility to seek medical treatment has significantly gone down in both facility in Lenkian and Peri. Can you briefly highlight that and what could be the factor behind that decline in people coming to the facilities?
Definitely. As I said before, for the last 2 weeks, more than 2 weeks since the end of December, we are not able to send additional supplies and also not able to do the staff rotation with these health facilities in Lenkian and Peri. As a result, we have to continue working with the locally recruited staff who are providing services as much as they can. But they themselves are also suffering because their families are also displaced and some staff have also left the facilities. Supplies are running out. So we had to reduce the service provision to bare minimum for life saving. And usually before these access constraints, as mentioned before, we were receiving more than 1,700 patients per week. But now at this stage, with the reduced staff capacities, with the reduced supplies, we are not able to provide the full-fledged medical services as we did before. And that is what we are talking about, that the communities are suffering. And with the delays in access, this could also result into catastrophic impact on the healthcare facilities and the healthcare provision to the population in Jonglei.
Yes, and now let me ask you about the consequences of such a delay in accessing health facility and access restriction. If this happened to continue for some time, what could be its likely consequences on the population who are in need?
We know that the situation remains quite volatile in Jonglei. And usually we see that with a limited service provision there, the population suffers. And with this volatile situation, we are witnessing population displacement. People are moving to the bush. People are moving from their houses, from where they were located before. Their vulnerabilities are much more higher than before. Within this situation is not only MSF, but also other humanitarian actors are also not able to access this location. Currently, our catchment area for the services that we provide in Lenkian and Peri is around 250K. And with additional conflict, there are additional vulnerabilities. The children are mostly affected. The civilians population is also moving and their needs are quite high. And there are additional humanitarian needs that need to be addressed. And at this time, if we would not be able to approach and access this group of population, they may have catastrophic consequences on their lives.
And as a charity organization who operates within the context of the international humanitarian law, what would you say to people who are likely involved in either government or the opposition who are operating in the area? What would you tell them concerning the humanitarian operation and how they should liaise with the people trying to offer service to those in need?
Thank you. This is very important that for the warring parties, the humanitarian actors never differentiate between people. We are there for human beings. And we are there to support any human who is suffering. And that is why, as MSF, as a humanitarian organization, we are working in 17 countries. We provide medical care based solely on medical needs. And in line with our principles, we do not ask anybody for any patient's record, for any affiliation with military or religious or anyone. We just provide care because they are human. And that is why I think it is very important in such a fragile situation, everyone needs humanitarian support on every side. And if there is unhindered humanitarian access, we could reduce the impact of this conflict on the civilians and also on the warring parties and could provide as much as support that we could within our capacities. So I do request all parties to facilitate unhindered humanitarian access, not only to MSF, but other humanitarian organizations to continue support.
Yes, those were the questions I prepared for you, Mr. Gill, except if you have something else that you need to add.
No, nothing to add, but just to highlight on the importance of humanitarian access in a fragile context. And for me, it is important that MSF continues dialogue with all parties and ensure that there is understanding of impartiality and neutrality of the humanitarian organization and their role in such a situation. And we should be able to play our role, and we are requesting everyone to support us in this regard.
Thank you so much for your time with Radio Mirai. I do appreciate.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your time also.